The Sacrificed Lamb. I was at Walmart the other day and saw this woman with a big beefsteak in her grocery cart. I walked up to her and said, "Have you ever considered lamb?" She said, "We raise lambs, and I can't imagine killing one of them and eating them on our dinner plate. We have raised and loved them so dearly." I thought about the words of Jesus to the Jews when he said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." John 6:52-59. The point that I think Jesus was making was, just as we would eat a piece of lamb or a lamb chop, it would go down in our digestive system, be broken down, and in turn, it would turn into the very life and energy we are living on. So it is with the life of Christ. We must partake of him to the point where we exchange our old life and evil deeds for his very life, and the fruit of the Spirit will manifest his person. I was listening to some gospel music on YouTube the other night when I heard a gospel singer, Rusty Goodman, singing the song, "I Am the Man That Crucified the Lord." The words of this song touched me deeply. I often wonder who could be so cruel to hang my Lord upon a rugged tree. But then I chanced to pass an old looking glass, and there I saw the man staring back at me. I saw the eyes that turned aside. I saw the lips that sadly whispered, "Crucify." I saw the beast that walked in sin. I saw the hand that drove the nails in him. I saw the man that crucified the Lord. Let me ask you a question now. Have you ever wondered about the sacrifice he made, about the pain and the suffering he went through? Well, if you should chance to pass some old looking glass, won't that be some reflection on you? You'll see the eyes that turned aside. You'll see the lips that sadly whispered, "Crucify." You'll see those feet that walked in sin. You'll see your hands that drove the nails in him. You'll see the man that crucified the Lord. I was that man that crucified the Lord. You can watch the song yourself on YouTube. Whosoever will look to the crucified lamb upon the tree and will believe in him and his redemptive work will find life forevermore. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:14-17, New Living Translation.